Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Judith Williams. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Williams as described in my reports of 10-6-22 and 11-6-22. Period. In paragraph, you have now provided me with some additional medical records that occurred after my prior evaluations. For these show, Ms. Williams underwent an MRI of the cervical spine on 12-14-22, but most of the study was hampered by motion, obscuring some detail. Appeared to see 3-4, there was a small posterior disc herniation suggested, but with only slight central canal narrowing. Period at C4-5, there was disc bulging as well as a small right lateral slash foraminal disc herniation or disc osteophyte with up to moderate proximal right foraminal stenosis. Period, there was also asymmetric compression of the fecal sac to the right and possible slight cord flattening on the right with mild to moderate right lateral recess stenosis. Period, there was a suggestion of spasm. Period, new paragraph. That same day, she also underwent an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. It was compared to lumbar x-rays from 7-14-22. Period. It identified post-surgical changes at L4-5 with no definite residual central or foraminal stenosis. Period. Above the surgery at L3-4, there was a combination of significant disc bulging and sparing with a superimposed moderate-sized right paracentral extruded disc herniation, which extends superiorly on the right. Period combined with moderate to severe facet arthropathy, there is a severe degree of central canal stenosis at the disc level with moderate to severe right lateral recess stenosis at the inferior aspect of L3. Period at L2-3, there was moderate to severe degenerative left and mild to moderate degenerative right foraminal stenosis. Period at L1-2, there was moderate left and mild right foraminal stenosis. Period at L5-S1, there was moderate right and mild left foraminal stenosis. Period. New paragraph, Ms. Williams also had pain management from Dr. Brown beginning, scratch that, from Physician Assistant Brown, beginning 1-10-23. Period, she complained of pain in the neck, comma, both hands, comma, shoulders, comma, arms, comma, right leg and lower back. Period, she states walking and standing for too long makes the pain worse. Period, history included high cholesterol, comma, hypertension, comma, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, comma, chronic pain, comma, and GERD. Period, she was status post lumbar fusion at 04-5 in December 2014. Comma, lumbar fusion at 04-5 in July of 2014. Period. He treated her with tramadol for diagnosis of chronic pain syndrome. Period. They also discussed the role of epidural steroid injections. Period. She was already scheduled to undergo one such injection on the date of this visit. Period. Ongoing diagnoses were post-laminectomy syndrome, comma, cervical disc degeneration, comma, cervicalgia, comma, chronic pain syndrome, comma, low back pain, comma, and intervertebral disc degeneration of the lumbar spine and cervical disc displacement in the cervical region. Period. The petitioner continued to be followed closely in this pain management practice through 5-8-23. Period. It was noted her interlaminar Cervical epidural had to be rescheduled several times. Period, they again reviewed imaging. Period, he continued her on tramadol, and she was to return in 4 weeks. Period. New paragraph, findings and conclusions. It is now evident that Ms. Williams did undergo additional diagnostic testing of the cervical and lumbar spine after my evaluations, comma, on 12/14/22. These showed the various abnormalities at multiple levels in both regions. Period. I previously offered 0% permanent partial total disability at the neck or back relative to the subject event. Period. I opined her symptoms offered after that event were quite similar to those she gave after an earlier 2013 motor vehicle accident. Period. New paragraph. I will compare the results of these latest studies to those described in my earlier reports. Period. Accordingly, it remains my opinion there is 0% permanent partial or total disability to the involved areas with respect to the incident of 3/26/21. Period. End.